Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. In volleyball last night, Alden Conger, a nice win against Medelia. They went 3 sets to 1, 25-21, 23-25, 25-14, and 25-15. Knights improved to 5-2 in the season. They're going to host Nicollet coming up tomorrow. Grand Meadow over Glenville Emmons, 3 sets to nothing, 25-16, 25-9, and 25-18. Wolverines on the road, trying to bounce back at Spring Grove tomorrow night. Medford over USC, 3 sets to nothing, 25-17, 25-16, and 25-18. USC falls to 0-4 in the season. They will host Maple River tomorrow night. Lake Mills, the Bulldogs still red hot. They beat Garner Hayfield Ventura in straight sets, 25-14, 25-9, and 25-12. Bulldogs are 13-2. On the year, they're going to head to the Forest City Tournament on Saturday. Northwood Kensett beats Newman Catholic in straight sets, 3-0, 25-22, 26-24, and 28-26. The Vikings, now 4-10, are going to head to the Garner Hayfield Tournament on Saturday. Other scores in the state of Minnesota: Belle Plaine defeats Mankato East 3 sets to nothing. Blue Earth over Fairmont 3 sets to 1. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, they beat Blooming Prairie 3 sets to nothing. Rochester Century over Austin 3 sets to nothing. Southland defeats Lyle Pacelli 3 sets to nothing. Stewartville over Rochester Lord 3-0. And Waseca beats Tri-City United 3-0. In girls tennis yesterday, Red Wing defeats Albert Lea by the score of 6-1. Lone win for the Tigers was at number 2 doubles. Ashlyn Bervin and Marissa Hansen win their matchup 6-4, 6-4. Again, wingers win 6-1. Tigers in girls tennis will host Faribault coming up tomorrow. In girls swimming and diving, Albert Lea picks up their first win of the season. They beat Tri-City United 87-66. In girls soccer, in a good one, it was tied at halftime and no score. John Marshall beats Albert Lea 2-1. Scoring for the Tigers was Kendall Kennis in the loss. Again, a tough loss for Albert Lea. Rockets 2, Tigers 1. Albert Lea girls soccer team drops to 1-5 in the season. They're going to be at Austin coming up tomorrow. In boys soccer, Rochester John Marshall shuts out Albert Lea 4-0. Tigers will host Austin tomorrow. Well, the Minnesota Twins, they split their series for the day, or doubleheader, I guess is the better term for it. Tristan McKenzie turned in another stellar start for Cleveland. He cruised through 6 innings of the first game of a doubleheader as the Indians beat our Minnesota Twins 3-1. Twins bounce back. They won the second game 6-3 behind Nick Gordon's go-ahead RBI single in a 4-run 4th. Baseball recaps from last night. Brendan Rodgers hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 5th inning. Trevor Story went deep in the 2nd. Colorado held on to beat Atlanta by the score of 5-4. Buster Posey homered in the 1st inning and scored the go-ahead run on an error in the 3rd. San Francisco, the Giants, they beat San Diego 6-1 for their 9th straight victory. The Giants, they had clinched a playoff spot yesterday. The Los Angeles Dodgers have now clinched a postseason berth. They beat Arizona. They beat the Diamondbacks 8-4. Dodgers pick up their 5th straight win. Pinch hitter Kyle Schwarber hit a tie-breaking 3-run double in the 8th inning as the Boston Red Sox, they double up Seattle 8-4. Drew Rasmussen combined with 4 relievers on a 3-hitter, and Tampa Bay became the first American League team to reach 90 wins. They beat Toronto 2-0. Salvador Perez hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 6th inning. The Kansas City bullpen bailed out starter Jackson Kohler, and the Royals rallied from an early 6-run hole as they beat Oakland 10-7. Edmundo Sosa hit the go-ahead single in a 3-run 11th inning in the hard-charging St. Louis Cardinals with a wild 7-6 win over the Mets. Cardinals right now in the number 2 spot in the NL wildcard race. Rookie Gavin Sheets hit a long 3-run homer, also had 4 RBIs in his first 3-hit game. White Sox beat the Los Angeles Angels 9-3. Wade Miley surrendered 6 runs on 10 hits. Cincinnati lost for the 6th time in 8 games. They get beat by Pittsburgh 6-5. Texas, they beat the AL West leading Houston Astros 8-1. Aaron Judge started a 5-homer barrage that backed Gerrit Cole. The Yankees, they hammered the Baltimore Orioles 7-2. Ryan Zimmerman homered. Eric Fetty pitched 5 solid innings. Washington, the Nationals, they beat Miami 8-2. Patrick Wisdom and Alfonso Rivas hit back-to-back homers for the Cubs in a 6-3 victory over Philadelphia. Also on this check of sports here on KATE. Oh, we should mention one more baseball score from yesterday. Derek Hill, he hit a leadoff RBI double in the 11th. The Tigers, they beat Milwaukee 1-0. Any person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that the Seattle Mariners will host baseball's 2023 All-Star Game at T-Mobile Park. The team announced a news conference for Thursday at Seattle Space Needle with Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. The Buffalo Bills have joined the Las Vegas Raiders as the only NFL teams to require proof of vaccination against COVID-19 for all fans over 12. The rules will be the same for Buffalo Sabres games when the NHL season gets underway next month. Unvaccinated fans were allowed to attend the Bills' first home game September 12th, but were supposed to wear masks. Many fans say they saw little enforcement. Erie County officials say the policy shift was a joint decision between the county and team's owners. There's no option to gain entry with a negative virus test. Instead, as allowed by the Saints and the Seahawks. For NBA players, the scenario this season is simple. Get vaccinated or get tested, and often. The league told its teams on Tuesday that it is going ahead with a plan where those who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus will not need to submit to regular testing. Those who are unvaccinated will undergo rigorous testing. The NBA Players Union has not mandated that players be vaccinated. League and team employees who will be in the vicinity of players during games will be required to be vaccinated. And at sports, from the American Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.